Member stories from our NCWP. Our National Creative Wellbeing Programme has provided opportunities for members to harness their creativity and also develop long-lasting friendships. Here are some of their stories. The Best Fundraising Team. Members Nolene Charlesworth and Muriel Frampton have built a strong bond through the NCWP Knitting Hobby Circle, which is a monthly telephone chat group. They have been virtual friends for 3 years, and a couple of weeks ago they managed finally to meet each other face to face whilst on holiday at the Llandudno Centre, and they had a joyous week together. Wanting to do more than just catch up and relax, Nolene organised a fundraising event. With a table set up in Hogwarts, Nolene asked Muriel to knit some rather marvellous hedgehogs with sweets hidden inside them. Muriel, being such a whiz with the knitting needles, knocked out a fair few hedgehogs, which sold out immediately. What a team. The NCWP Knitting Hobby Circle runs on the third Thursday of each month and is open to any member interested in knitting, crochet, weaving or wool craft. Simply call 01273 391447 for more information. Oh, Play That Thing. Member Steve Thompson tells us how the NCWP has helped him in different ways and encourages other members to give it a go. I'm very proud to be a member of Blind Veterans UK, and they have helped me a lot over the years. One of the things I've enjoyed the most is the National Creative Project, especially during the pandemic. They provided a much needed distraction and a focus for my creativity during lockdown. I think I've done most of the art and craft projects, as I've always been interested in art. My other loves are jazz music and theatre. I used to be a jazz critic for my local paper in Guernsey. I like to draw and paint and have used jazz as an inspiration for my artworks. I was lucky enough to see the great Chet Baker at Ronnie Scott's in London, and for a while I hosted my own jazz show on local BBC radio and once did a talk at the Blind Veterans UK Brighton Centre. Sadly, I lost my amazing wife Kate in January this year. As you can imagine, I've been devastated by this, and I'm still coming to terms with life without her. For a while, I no longer felt like doing anything creative, as I felt overwhelmed by grief. My wife was my everything, and I'm still feeling lost without her. However, I do believe in the power of art and music to heal, and have started to paint and draw again. By focusing on something like music, painting or a drawing, you are shifting the focus away from your grief just for a few moments, and this can be a positive thing. I can quite literally get lost in jazz music and in art. I genuinely believe it has the power to help you through the tough times. I would encourage anyone to have a go at the project, as you don't have to be an expert to enjoy it. Some of the artwork produced and published in the review each month is amazing, but what really matters is the taking part. As the joke goes, a person was walking in Columbia Square in New York. They approached five jazz musicians and asked them how to get to Carnegie Hall, and one man replied, "Practice, practice, practice."